forged from greatness and an iconoclastic passion comes Rodman by Aloha Sun. This impressive 20,000 puffs disposable vape, inspired and endorsed by Dennis Rodman himself, features a slick dual texture design for a better grip, a chewy rubber mouthpiece for easier mouth to device contact, and a USB-C fast charging plus an efficient LED indicator so you can keep score of battery and juice levels. Easily adjust airflow using the switch at the base of the device, and you're all set to take the world on like a champ. Available in 14 unique flavors with bestsellers like Waterman, Blue Raz, and Cool Mint, and a one-of-a-kind flavors like Asahi Berry and Strawberry Ropes, Rodman delivers both quality and quantity. Now also available in nicotine pouches like Zyn, but tastier. Go to Rodman9K.com to get your head in the game with Rodman 20K. Disposables and nicotine pouches. As a special deal for our listeners, Rodman by Aloha Sun is offering 20% off your first purchase with the code DRINKBRO. Again, that's 20% off with the code DRINKBRO.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Gonna need it this week. Free Scotty. Free Scotty Scheffler. Holy shit, what a crazy PGA championship. I'll definitely never forget this one.
Yeah, it wasn't the best golf, but the storylines, the drama, the names, Scotty getting arrested, obviously, that was dope. But the golf itself sucked.
I thought it was pretty good. Didn't Shoffley set the record?
He did. The course was so boring. At no point was Xander ever going to go backwards. So I know you had Bryson.
Bryson
had a little bit of a run.
Second place finish of the year.
I know. Bryson made a little bit of a run, but at no point, because of the golf course, was Xander ever going to fuck up. Even when he did, right? Like on 17, misses the green completely. Easiest up and down ever. Like, just boring golf.
Yeah, we had some friends over. It was my daughter's birthday over the weekends. And I was talking to the other dads, and they were like, man, with a par five on 18 like that, it's almost impossible to not get a birdie or at least a par at the, you know, even if you fuck it up. And I think that hole was unfortunate. 17, it is what it is.
Valhalla just sucks. Like, it's a boring golf course. There's nothing redeemable about it. I guess the fans were fun. Like, they were lit.
Yeah.
They were having a good time.
Yeah.
That's every golf tournament.
That's every golf tournament.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be the waste management.
No, it's not that. It's just good crowd, course. I hope we never go back.
Like, well, Valhalla sucks. It was 10 years since the last one, so maybe not.
It's just dope because of the name, right? Like, it's kind of getting a lot of points for its name, which is a great name. Terrible golf course. Terrible.
Louisville's not a great city.
Terrible city.
The worst part about the Kentucky Derby is walking back out of Churchill Downs.
Yep.
Yeah,
back to reality.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, I'm in Louisville again.
You really like, it's like hell is right next to heaven.
Yeah. There's one steakhouse in that town and a couple bars, and that's about it.
The police cost Scotty Scheffler another major, probably.
Do you think, you honestly believe that looking back at it?
It was a combination of things, right? So, like, obviously, he gets arrested on Friday, comes out, shoots 5 under. Still running on adrenaline. However, I would say once that's gone and his caddy, Ted Scott, has to go see his child's graduation or something, mid-major, combination of things of him just kind of, perhaps also facing felony charges that Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He's like, maybe I have to go to court for that. Just the combination of things added up.
Mention the most important thing. Who replaced his caddy on Saturday?
He got like the chaplain for the PGA Tour to be his caddy.
No.
Yeah.
So who was the guy? Was it a real chaplain?
Yeah, he's the PGA Tour
chaplain.
Was
he wearing the collar and all that stuff?
No. Not on site.
If he was all pre-stepped for that would have been great. I would have rooted for that, and they would have shown more of it.
And Scottie Scheffler, I believe, was quoted as saying at one point, yeah, he wanted to work with a Christian as his next caddy. Like, after this was a little while ago.
That's why
after,
I took Ted Scott under his wing. Yeah.
Like, so after, after I guess, his last caddy you know, didn't work out, he was like, I just want to make sure I have a good Christian for my next caddy, because obviously Christ knows ball.
Christ did not know ball. That was his worst round I've seen Scottie ever play, I think.
Exactly.
What did he end up shooting that day? At one point, he was plus six.
That was
six.
His first round over par in like 43 rounds. So yeah. Like all year. So he shot, I think he only shot like a 73.
He came back towards the end.
Because, of course, it's so fucking easy.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, overall, looking back at it, charges did get dropped.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be facing a felony charge there.
Yeah, but what about those $80 pants?
I'm sure Scottie gave him 80 in cash and said, here. You can go buy some new pants.
I wouldn't, out of principle.
Yeah.
But the pants were destroyed.
Beyond repair. Yeah.
I would have given him the $80, I think, for it. At the end of the day, though, what actually happened, I guess? And there was no body cam footage. The whole thing is fucking weird.
You know, 5:30 in the morning, it's raining, it's dark. Vendor, like a security guard that was working the tournament, old guy, retiree, he got hit by a bus and died tragically.
What a way to go.
So the cops were kind of like circling that, and that's what was causing the traffic and all the delays. Scottie was under the impression, since they were in the rain gear, he couldn't see any, like, the guy wasn't wearing like a normal cop outfit. He's wearing that. He thought it was a security guard.
Just some pleb. Okay.
So he's like, yeah. It's not even that. It's just like, you know, hey, I need to go to work. Kind of hops the curb, tries to go around it. No. Cop says, no, hops on the car.
Unnecessary.
It's a courtesy car, too. It's marked for the PGA Tour. I don't know how he didn't understand that Scottie Scheffler was at least a golfer.
Why
not.
Was Scottie even driving?
They always drive.
Why, though? We should get rid of all drivers. Like Tiger Woods taught us, you don't need to be driving to the golf course.
Tiger Woods should never drive a car again.
No.
Well, Tiger's got,
but even
plenty
Scottie,
of accidents on under his record. But Scottie's allowed to just like drive himself to the course.
I know, but like,
it's not far.
Have a valet, dude.
Yeah, why risk it? I wouldn't even risk it at that point.
Zalatoris, Austin Eckroth, they got out of their cars and just walked to the tournament. Said it took them 2 hours.
To walk?
It was only 2 miles, but they said just trying to get into the venue with all the like security and all the extra traffic caused by the accident.
Shit, dude. It
took about 2 hours.
So some old dude got smoked by a tram.
Bus. By a bus.
Just absolutely liquidated.
Yeah.
Man.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
What a way to... How old was he?
He was a retiree, so 60s, 70s.
Maybe that was his bucket list, was to go there. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Now he's kicked that bucket.
So. It's true.
The final bucket.
Yeah. Proud. Joel hit one of those sound things. Maybe it's an angel thing. Maybe it's an angel thing. Ah! I mean, that's
not
applause. Well, yeah, we're not cheering for the guy's
man's death.
Hit one more and see if it's the angel one.
It's the pink one.
Oh, boy, even worse.
It's not it.
There it is. R.I.P. Bucket list item. Go see a major. Go to Valhalla.
He went to Valhalla.
He did get to go, though.
And he died like a warrior.
Sure did.
Died in battle, you know, killed violently.
And he kicked that bucket. He kicked that bucket. He's up there with Scottie's hombre, dude, with Christ now.
Yep.
And through him, anything is possible except for winning a major after you get arrested. For Xander Schauffele, soft serve.
Yeah.
This guy's fucked me so many times in my life. And then the one tournament that I had.
Well, he's been so consistent, right? Like, he's probably the most consistent golfer outside of Scottie Scheffler. He's always top 10-in, always in the mix, always throwing his name in there. He does win, right? Like, he doesn't win majors before this, but he wins tournaments. He won the Scottish Open.
Uh-huh.
He's won, like, big-time, you know, events on the PGA Tour. He's won, like, 3 times. You know, like, he usually gets one every 2 years. And, he was just due.
When Bryson rolled that in, and it just went over the edge there and went in the hole, I was like, I got this. I won it. I won this.
I did not think that. I was like, 18 so easy that,
but it's Schauffele, and I thought,
and he
Schauffele
put it right next to the bunker, and he had that awkward stance.
Yeah,
had a good, like, you know, he put it right next to the green on the second shot, easy chip. Although when it was like a 6 foot putt for birdie, I'm like, all right, he might boof it.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the final putt.
Yeah,
it was like 2 feet.
And it rolled around the cup, too, where I was like, oh, boy.
My question is, where's Xander's dad? Wasn't there.
Yeah, you text me that. I didn't understand the reference. So you said he's got a psycho dad?
Psycho abusive dad, yeah.
Like, how so? Like a Marinovich?
Like most Hawaiian parents, they beat the shit out of their kids as children and make them great. You know,
that's how Moana became great.
Yeah. Was his
Tua was spanked?
Yeah, was his swing coach for a long time. I believe he's since sought other help.
Was it sought or suck?
It's sought. Sought is.
No,
you
seeked.
Don't say.
He sought
like
other help.
It. I like sought it. He sought it out.
Yeah, and he's in Hawaii still. So he called his dad, I guess, after.
Okay,
but his
he was like, "Did you see?" And the dad was like, "I don't care about you."
Yeah, he's like, I didn't give a shit.
Apparently, his dad was in tears. But why? I mean, he's winning
roasting
the tournament.
Roasting a pig, doing a luau.
And he usually typically makes it about himself, too. His dad. His dad's a wild card. His dad's a wild man.
All right.
Yeah. But, you know, shouts to self-serve. I've never, you know, disliked Sander. I
haven't either. I've just bet on him so many times. He's failed. And then the time that my guy is right there for me to win $5,000, he finally decides to grow a pair. And sinks a fucking clutch putt.
Bryson has done the impossible, though, and made people like him.
Well, shit, is Jesse still there? I can't see behind the monitor. Here's the thing about Bryson. He draws in the women. So, again, it was my daughter's birthday. We had, you know, neighbors over at the house. Even women were like, God damn, who is that guy? He's good looking. And I was like, it's Bryson.
Because he doesn't have that dumb hat on anymore.
I know. And so
he's wearing a normal hat.
He's a good looking dude. He's fucking cool. Gets the crowd amped up.
He's got a babe of a girlfriend, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, all the things are there for him to be a superstar. But then you go back to live and go into obscurity for, you know, the next 8 weeks.
It works for him, though. You know, he gets to do his little YouTube content creation with Liv.
Is that what he does?
Yeah. He's like he's like the Logan Paul of golf at this point.
There's worse things.
There's worse things.
Like, I just drank a Prime this morning, and it was pretty good.
I know. Like, my kids love the goddamn things.
Yeah.
Logan Paul's,
you know, he's grown into himself. He was a bit of a chotch as a kid, and he was a nerd. He was a loser. And
really? Because he looks, I didn't know anything about him before knowing that he went to SMU, and he looks like he went to SMU.
Sure does.
Yeah, but he was always kind of picked on and shit, even in college.
Pre-puberty? In college? He's a fucking horse.
He wasn't like that in college. Okay. He was a skinny nerd.
Yeah, he did bulked. Steroids.
So he didn't do steroids, but he bulked a little too hard. We were kind of ground floor when we were at our old company. We interviewed Bryson at the Players' Championship, and he was just starting to put on muscle. He's just starting to bulk.
Like, was he cool in real life when you guys met him?
He was a nice guy. Yeah,
okay.
He looks a little dweeby.
Because I like him. I root for him. And then the ladies loved him. So, yeah.
I mean, he looks like a bro.
It's
a
the little fucking dweeby. Hat, dude.
Looks like
I'm telling
you.
It's all the hat.
It's the paperboy hat.
Well, was he a Payne Stewart fan?
It's supposed to be an homage to Payne Stewart, yes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Shit, okay.
But it's, you can't R.I.P. do that. You can't do that.
R.I.P. to Payne Stewart.
Only Payne can do that.
Honestly, Payne, yeah. You put it out, up in the rafters, you know?
You got to build your whole life like that.
When you die in a plane crash, you can't just rock another
man's
Payne
look.
Stewart hat.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah, there's some worse pictures of him. Here's winning the American Conference Championship. He's a little dweeby there. You can obviously tell which one he is.
Dweeb.
Everyone else has a normal hat, and he's like, I need the paperboy
hat.
I'm
pretty sure
most of those golfers are dorky, though.
I'm pretty sure he was, like, homeschooled.
He's one of those.
Yeah. But I guess, like, the recent passing of his dad and everything, he's kind of, you know, grown up a bit.
I like him. Look, he's fun to watch. And again, ladies loved him at the house. So that always helps when you're trying to bring in a different demo for golf.
And I mean, when he bulked during COVID and just got really fucking big for no reason.
Sweet.
It was sweet. And he won his U.S. Open. But he was unhealthy, right? Like, he bulked too hard. Yeah. And I've been there before. Like, like, I've done that. Back in 2015, I got up to like 235 pounds, and I was not, it was a lot of fat.
Okay.
And same with Bryson, too. He got, he got blood work done, and he's just like, oh, shit, I'm going to die. Yeah. And so he's cut back on the bulk, and now he's actually, he's built now. He's a little bit more shredded, and yeah, this is Bryson at his peak, because the last 2 years, he's finished top five in three majors.
Yeah. Me personally, not just because I had money on him, I was rooting for him just because he's cool. And, like, I want to see cool dudes.
He's
win.
Not cool, though.
Well,
this is new.
It's the illusion of it.
But
and
also,
that's
like,
all that you want, though. That's all you really want.
And somehow it's the one, like, Liv logo that actually looks okay.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like a total fucking weirdo rocking the Liv logo.
It's because he's good looking now, dude, too.
Like, so John Rahm missing the cut like in his, like, whatever, Legion. whatever the fuck his team name is,
yeah.
Legion something, hat and logo. He's probably like, I wish I'm not wearing this fucking shirt, dude. Like,
man, I don't know what happened to John Rahm. He's fallen off the face of the earth, dude.
I know.
Has he made a cut in any major?
He made, I think, at Augusta, but yeah, he missed the cut this week. It was not a good look.
It was bad, man. It was bad. So what's the next major after this?
So next we have the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, number two.
Okay, and what date is that? Do you know?
That's, I think, end of June, start of July.
End of June, start of July? Yeah. Okay, so we got some time.
We got some time. Pinehurst is dope, though. I love Pinehurst.
Okay. Where is it?
It's June 13th to 16th.
Carolina.
Is it really? I've never played it. I played a lot of these courses.
It's like a boys' trip. You know,
is it?
You go to Pinehurst, you play all, they have like, I don't know, 10 different courses.
What city is it in?
Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Man, I've never even heard of the fucking city.
Let's see where it's at.
Shit.
It's like, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Is it like Appalachia?
Well, that'd that be bad. Down for. That'd be like,
it's like by
Asheville.
Tobacco Road.
Oh, yeah. So like Raleigh, North Carolina and all that shit. I mean, Durham, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just went Tobacco Road.
It is really in the middle of the fucking state. Mm-hmm. It's like, it looks like it's like at least an hour south of fucking Chapel Hill.
It's gonna be humid there.
Yeah.
June, I can tell you that then.
Gonna be a lot of guys in the mix for that though.
For sure. We'll
probably Scotty though.
Flip on over. Yeah, Scotty will probably win now. He would have won if it weren't for that other shit this weekend, probably. Just looking at the entire week as a whole. Flipping over to the NBA here. Man, so last night, Denver's up by 20.
But when? At what point in the game?
Third quarter.
How deep into the third quarter?
I don't know, but I turned it off and I watched the Jinx on HBO with my wife. I was like, all right, cool. Denver's going.
28 shit in the NBA.
I didn't know until you guys had texted me that they were coming back. And I was like, oh shit, should I turn on the score of this? Holy fuck. They came back and won. Not only did they cover the 20 points, but then they were, when I flipped it on, like a minute left to go, they were up by 10s. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a 30 point
happened
difference.
Really quick.
Really fucking quick. What happened in the end of that game?
Naz Reid happened. Naz Reid took over.
Tell us about Naz Reid, because I don't know him.
Sixth man of the year.
Is he really?
Yeah. Dude, Naz Reid is dope. So he comes in, Karl Anthony Towns gets his fifth foul, and he's playing pretty well at that point. Naz Reid comes in, starts shutting down and like blocking everything Jokic puts up, and then he's putting points up on his own. He took over in that fourth quarter. And then Anthony Edwards, of course, you know, hits a big time three at the end, just kind of ices it. He was getting some steals. No, it's a fun team. Connolly is the adult in the room. He's definitely like the most, I wouldn't say valuable player on the Timberwolves, but definitely the leader
of
the squad.
One of my favorite
NBA
players.
Things down, like whenever they need to, because Anthony Edwards is like, he's just a shot of adrenaline, and he's going to be the dude in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But Connolly's kind of like, you know, the wiser elder statesman.
I would say he's like a, I don't know if better is the right word, but like a more, he's like their version of Andre Iguodala on the Warriors, kind of. Like the veteran who's still got some gas left, but isn't what he used to be.
Yeah, Connolly's, I mean, I wouldn't say he's necessarily the, like a great athletic presence.
No,
at
but
this
he's
point.
Like the, he's like the veteran. He's like the veteran presence who still has utility beyond being a veteran. Like
he
can
starts.
Play.
Yeah.
But
so
like
kind of Chris Paul on those Suns teams.
On the one Suns team that he was on.
Yeah,
I mean they made the finals.
They made the finals.
They should have won the finals. Yeah. But
he played 39 minutes at his age, which is fucking crazy to me. What's weird is Anthony Edwards didn't have a good game. He was 6 for 24. And then
bad first half. Bad first
then
half.
Then 2 for 10, three-pointers. Yeah. He only had 16 points for the game.
Well, Jokic started out 0 for 7 from 3, and then he started lighting it up in the fourth quarter.
Man, so Jokic finished with 34 points, 19 rebounds. Even Murray had 35 points. How the fuck do you have two guys that score 30-plus points and lose?
What did everybody else do?
Nothing. Literally, their bench sucks.
Nothing.
That's why. I believe they were completely defeated anytime the Nuggets didn't hit 100 points. This year, they would lose every game they didn't hit 100 points.
Yeah, and here we are, man. Timberwolves are in the Western Conference Finals against the Dallas Mavericks.
Let's go.
That's a fun series. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Dallas in this one.
How can you be rooting against Mike Conley Jr.?
I'll tell you why.
Mike Conley Jr. is maybe the best Ohio State Buckeye in the NBA ever?
Pretty close.
No, he is.
Oh, we checked before.
Josh Jackson was pretty good.
No, the only other one who's close to him would be Clark Kellogg.
If you're going way back though, I mean,
I'm going like 70s.
Bob
on.
Cousy was
nothing else.
Bob Cousy was all time, but
you can have Cousy.
Yeah.
Bob dude, Knight
Conley's
was on that
like
team.
The dude.
He's great. Modern. He's great. But I think for Kyrie, what I've always been curious about his entire career is how great he could have been depending upon situations and things like that.
He's already got a title. And he's 14-0.
But if he does it
game clinching
again with Dallas, it's pretty fucking incredible.
I agree.
Because I've always thought he was one of the best players ever, but the weird shit in his personal life always distracted what a great player he was.
The weird shit's aging well.
Now it is.
Because everybody online kind of like gravitates to that anyway. So he's just ahead of his time.
He is, and it's going on in podcasts and all that shit. So has he settled into it? And if he wins another one, do we talk about how great he is? Connolly, you want him to get a ring just because he's played for 20 years, and you're like, man, congratulations.
But
you've always been great.
You deserve
it. He's been
an extremely good player.
He sure has.
Like, he's not just like a guy. Like, he's those Grizzlies teams he was on made the Western Conference Finals a few times, always came up against like the Nuggets or the Lakers or the Warriors, I should say. He's kind of just been he's been maybe the best player tied with Marc Gasol on great teams that always had a better talent pool team right ahead of him.
Also, yesterday, how were you going to bet against the Timberwolves? It was KG's 48th birthday.
I don't even know. I hate KG. I've never
liked
him. I
put all the money on the Timberwolves when I found that out.
I never liked KG. But for Kyrie, I think Kyrie genuinely is probably one of the greatest basketball players I've seen.
He's the best handles in NBA history.
In real life, yes, that I've ever seen. And I'd like to see if he's able to propel a team.
But he's not the guy.
To a championship
Luka's
again.
The guy. He kind of skates by for how much bitching he does.
Oh, yeah. 100%. He's going to need Kyrie to win a title. Because with the teams that are left, I don't trust any of them.
Anybody but Boston, please.
Was able to beat the shit out of New York at home.
Jalen Brunson broke his hand.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, by the end of the series, I think the Knicks had, like, four or five guys out.
They had a ton of guys out. Also, like, let's be honest.
Well, Brunson literally left the game with a broken hand.
So I was watching golf, so I didn't have this game on.
They probably got lucky to win game one with like a shit call at the end of game one that gave them some free throws that Indiana should have.
You want to talk about something like a place where you don't blow the whistle? That fucking Dallas OKC game.
Oh, at the end there?
Free throws? One?
They won with free throws at the end.
Yep.
Three free throws.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. God, I remember that. Yeah.
But the guy who fouled him did say in the presser afterwards, he goes, I did foul him.
It was, you talking about the block?
Yeah, it was SGA.
Yeah,
it
was Shea.
Yeah. But he said, I did foul him.
Well,
it was
allegedly,
a foul.
He had the ball first, and then it came through.
Right.
Because the thing is, and they explained it really well, and it was driving me crazy until they explained the rule. He hadn't released the ball yet. And then he hits the ball, but the ball's still in both hands. Ball has been released. Then he slides down on the arm just naturally, and that's when the ball starts being released. So,
but what a fucking terrible way to lose the series.
Yeah, yeah, it's dog shit.
Yeah, look, but happy that Dallas is in it though.
We know you hate.
I like that team. It's not that. I don't like either. I don't like the Wolves either.
Why?
These feel like
you just hate small markets. Just say it.
They do. They feel like live teams to me. When I look at their logos,
the Timberwolves
have
been around forever. They were an NBA Jam. These are classic uniforms. They're awesome.
I don't like them at all.
The whole color scheme. Both Dallas and the Timberwolves have the same color scheme, where you have that little green, the light blue.
Yeah, a little pop.
Yeah, it pops.
It's like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The T-Wolves, they're about to have the next potentially the next Kobe on their fucking team. Like Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards is the dude.
You think he stays?
Yes. Why would he not?
I mean,
he went to Georgia for basketball. Why would he not stay in Minnesota?
Yeah. He could have gone anywhere, and he went to fucking Georgia.
Weird. Where's he from originally?
He's a dope ass dude.
I'll check.
He's
from
chill.
Georgia?
Even if he is from Georgia.
Weird, right?
And he is. He's from Atlanta. I don't care. You don't go to Georgia for basketball.
No. You sure don't.
Unless you back up the truck. And this was pre-NIL, I think. So it was kinda...
Just from everything I've seen with his interviews, I think he wants to create something and not like follow somebody else's fucking legacy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be like the eighth Laker in the rafters.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
He doesn't want to be the fucking 10th Celtic player that people celebrate. Whatever. Like, yeah. He wants to do it. Why not do it in Minnesota? I mean, what were the Bulls before Michael Jordan?
What have the Bulls been since after Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a big market team, though.
But I mean, so
they get
Dallas
coverage and everything
and
else.
So is Dallas, and before the
check
Dirk,
still clears.
It was like before Dirk, like it was a dog shit franchise.
Check clears.
I watched like Jason Kidd and all those guys.
That was
I love
Dirk.
Them.
He'll always get the most money in Minnesota now because of the way the NBA 100%. Is structured is the max is you get paid the most if you stay with the team that drafted you.
Milwaukee kept Giannis.
Yeah, but he's a you know a foreigner. He didn't really care. He's just happy to be anywhere. In America. I don't think he wants to deal with the press either.
Why would you?
I know. You go to a big market city and you're just like, hey, dude, I'm
why
good.
Why would you? Like, Minnesota, by the way, Minneapolis, is the only four-sport city to not have a championship in the 21st century of any sport.
So Anthony Makes Edwards sense. Brings them a championship?
Nobody wants
he's
to
a,
live in
god.
Minnesota.
He's a yeah. god if he brings them a championship.
If he does.
Yeah.
Do you think he... Who wins this next game? Who wins this next round?
Dude, Wolves win it all.
I got Timberwolves winning it all against the Celtics.
By the way, the Timberwolves, people don't talk about this because it's kind of boring to talk about in basketball. They have like literally the best defense of the last like 10 or 20 years.
It's the best
years.
Defense, yeah. In the
like it's like an insane defense. I just checked the box score, by the way. The Nuggets, with the best offensive player in the league currently, scored 37 points in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's
to me.
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like they just, they're lockdown defense, which people, again, find it boring. I don't blame you for finding it boring, but. They're
not boring.
No one does anything better left in the NBA playoffs than the Wolves play defense.
Let's see what the prices are here for the championship, just out of curiosity. On mybookie.com, again, use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit.
I bet they're pretty
high. Up to $1,000. Boston is minus 165. So they're obviously the favorite, second favorite Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, they should be.
Plus like 250.
And the only reason Boston's a bigger favorite is because they are name playing value. An easier team and name value, yeah.
But Mavericks, yeah, definitely because they're playing Indiana.
Mavericks
are
5-1, and then the Pacers are 30-1 right now.
Yeah, don't bother with that. I mean, I love Tyrese Halliburton.
They just don't play defense. Like, that'll be a fun series because the Pacers can dump in points, but they don't play any defense.
No, let's see the lines here coming up. Holy shit. God.
Plus,
damn.
Halliburton's hurt, like kind of playing through an injury.
Boston
right now.
Celtics on Tuesday, game one at Boston. The spread on my bookie is Boston minus 10 points.
Oh, it's 10 now.
Holy
shit. I don't like that, actually. I mean, I know Indiana just got done playing a very grueling 7-game series, but 10 points.
10 is so many fucking points in the NBA. My God, man.
I would take Indiana to cover.
Dallas. Oh, Minnesota's a home game.
Yeah, they're the higher seed.
Yeah. So Dallas is at Minnesota and minus 4 for the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Up there. Yeah, looking at this, let's see. I'd like to see Dallas, Boston, I think, for the championship.
You're going
to
get a Boston dub if that's the case, I think.
Right. Luka's, he does nothing for me.
But do you think Kyrie goes off and scores like 50 a game?
No.
He has the potential.
Celtics play pretty good defense. I mean, it's. You know, I tell you what, man, if it's Mavericks versus Celtics, that might be the softest ass fucking NBA finals.
Where it is.
Like,
I'm not even counting that
life.
As a ring for Boston.
These four teams, by the way, I don't really care about any of them.
Timberwolves are fun.
Yeah, the
and
Wolves are fun.
They're
fun.
Young and they're going to just, I mean, they're up and coming. Anthony Edwards could just become the guy overnight.
He could. But yeah, I just don't, having a hard time caring about these teams. 10 points. My God, man.
It's something new. Nobody's been able to defend their title, I think, in the last like 6 years. It's been all
people used to always bitch, oh, the NBA never had parity. You finally get parity. It's fun. It's cool.
They look, they do. If you enjoy it, I just don't enjoy. I like Anthony Edwards. I don't like the rest of the team. I don't like the sleepy guy, Cat. I'm not a big fan of his.
Cat's good.
The rest of he's a good player.
And he's a Philly guy. I'm going to root for a Philly guy.
We know that. Like, that goes without saying. You know, for the rest of your
go
life.
Go Birds.
If it's a rapist out of Philly, you're going to be rooting
that's not
for
true. I hate Bill Cosby.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like Bill Cosby before the rape allegations. Fuck
okay.
Bill Cosby.
All right. So you're going on the record. You hate Cosby.
Always hated Cosby.
All right. Philly's own Bill Cosby. He's got a honorary PhD from Temple, for Christ's sakes. We got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS. Doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. NBA playoffs all week. Tuesday, Celtics minus 10 over Indiana. And then Wednesday, Minnesota is minus 4 against Dallas Mavericks. The casino's been a blast. You guys are playing blackjack every Friday night there.
Got a little reckless last Friday.
Did you? What happened?
Well, I went on a bit of a run.
He was at, I think, at one point up $6,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I ended up $2,000, but
he kept throwing down
a little bit of a heat check.
501k bets on the table.
Just being stupid.
Okay.
He had house money, so he's fucking around house money.
Was the lady amped? Because you're playing against real people, which is a blast.
You know, they are, they have a good poker face, even though it's blackjack. They kind of are just like, okay, hooray, good for you.
No,
good
some
for
you. Some people will be like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our boy Oscar. Shouts to him.
He said that was dumb.
We're getting used to it.
He gives like little, like, kind of
like, no.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I like that.
But the hands are so fast that sometimes I'll just, me or him will do something. I'm like, oh, that was really retarded.
Mostly me.
Yeah. You shouldn't have done it. But all the casino games are live. A bunch of people win a shit ton of money in there. It's crazy. You were up $6,000. I told you about listening to the 117. I was like, take the fucking money, bro. So yeah.
Scared money don't make money.
It sure doesn't, man. And tons to bet on. Indy 500's coming up. Shit ton to bet on at mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, firstform.com/drinking bros. Talking about those micro factors, just took them right before I came on air here. What's in them? It's all the essentials. Let's face it. We're not eating the way we want to, working out the way we want to every single day. Shit, I know I'm not. I got a flight tonight, dude. So I'm not hitting the gym and I'm going to eat like trash all day. Chances are on that flight. But I've got all the essential vitamins inside of my body and it makes me feel healthier throughout the day. What's in them? It's a plastic little pouch that shoots out of the bag here, or actually the bag shoots out of the box over here, and you got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. Also, I take that liver detox on Monday mornings just to get the engines going again. Best supplement company in the biz. Try their energy drinks as well. Those are also my favorites. And they've got those little breakfast sausage protein sticks that are delightful. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today, where you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. Got my neighbor tickets to that Mavericks game on Saturday night. From drinkingbrostickets.com, he took his son. They had a great time. They're Mavs fans. They were amped to be there for the closeout game. Man, Dallas prices are high.
It's goddamn Dallas.
It's Dallas.
Dallas is...
How many rich people live there?
A fuck ton.
Really?
It is. Yeah. Yes. Think about...
You ever go out in a Dallas bar? They never ask what you do. They ask what your dad does.
Really?
Like, they want generational wealth.
Yeah. Old money.
Yes. That is. You walk money. Around Highland Park, walk around the Park Cities, SMU.
Okay.
That's that old money. And also, like, you have that, like, ancillary sort of, like, within orbit of that with the sort of $30,000 millionaires, as we like to call them. Think of, like, a Texas version of Miami. Everyone in deep credit card debt trying to act like they are somebody.
Yeah, you got to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Long bar lines, club lines, all that stuff. Yeah. Barbecue's okay. I went to a spot there one time and I was like, all right,
it's all the
like
same it. Spots that they have here.
Yeah,
there's like I think there's a Terry Black's.
Yeah, they franchise a lot of stuff up there.
I've seen some good joints on Triple D.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, but
like, Dallas is a fun city.
You can get tickets for everything. ACL's coming up. I know Chris Stapleton's playing. Dua Lipa, your girl, is playing there this year. Tons of tickets over there. Anything, concerts, rodeos. A bunch of people ordered PBR tickets over the weekend for that rodeo in Dallas.
Jack was there.
Jack was there. Chuck Liddell went there. He was texting with me and he was like, holy shit, this is fucking fun as shit. Like, everybody's out here partying. I was like, man, I heard it's a party. I've never been. But everybody was raging there. We did a live tasting for Hard AF Seltzer at the HEB Friday night in Frisco. So we headed on back after that. Didn't get to stay. But Post Malone was there. Kid Rock came out in a fucking General Lee Tesla.
Why are you wearing
Tesla?
Why are you rocking L's like that?
Oh no.
Nobody would it like it's like wearing a Washington Generals.
Dog, you're from Michigan.
Yeah,
first off, your ancestors definitely fought for the Union, you fucking fake loser. Second,
and he came out in a Tesla truck.
The Cybertruck, right?
With the
General Lee, the Cybertruck. That is the
Yeah, with the fucking double zeros.
It would have been less gay if he got Eiffel Towered by Diddy and Meek Mill. On stage. I mean that sincerely.
It was a weird sight to see, for sure. And then last but not least, Hard AF Seltzer, live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Ohio. Thinking about doing a fundraiser here. I put up the cans over the weekend in Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook because everybody wants in their states and their colleges and all that shit. It's expensive, but we're working on carving out some points for you guys who actually own part of the company. And then we can get it in all these places. I want to go and rage there just the same as you guys. And it was all our favorite teams, too. But it's expensive as fuck. And I was telling some of the listeners over the weekend what the actual prices of this shit were. And they're like, God damn. And I'm like, I know, dude. College isn't just about tuition. It's the fucking everything else that college is asking for.
Well,
financially.
Well, tuition's always a lie when they're like, oh, tuition is this much, but that's they're talking about tuition. So they don't include housing.
No.
Because that immediately doubles your cost no matter what. I'm talking just about dorms, not even talking about when you move in a frat house or an apartment or whatever the fuck. It always doubles the price.
But they don't want to pay the players either, which is wild to me, where it's like, dude, most of these schools, you're going there just for the football or basketball teams. So it's strange to me, man. They want to keep all the fucking money, these chancellors.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
Because you owe those teams. Like, if you go to Alabama, for Christ's sakes, you're not going there for an education.
You're literally not going there for an education.
No, you're going there to see one of the greatest football teams there is.
Yeah.
And then they figured out, hey, what if we spend money on a basketball coach?
I mean, just be like EA Sports, you know, get a copy of the game and like a $5 CC's pizza gift card.
Exactly. Perfect segue into this. Get some Hard AF Seltzer out there at hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator, enter your city or zip. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. We also ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Speaking of that segue I was talking about, the EA Sports college football trailer for 2024 came out, and the disrespect for Ohio State was strong. Who did that? Who did that fucking trailer, dude?
Oh, man. I actually...
Did they ever find out who did that trailer?
I didn't follow up, but I'll go run through what they did real quick here, because it is like a clear, clear shot at Ohio State.
The whole trailer.
Because there's one thing...
classic Ohio State fan, making it about yourself.
Kyle McCord in a Syracuse uniform?
I'm the one that said it. I'm the one that sent him this. It was from Bro Bible. The post from Bro Bible. I don't know if they found
Barstool
it.
Just because had the same
the
post.
National championship Michigan Wolverines is stiff arming your boy to the ground.
That's fine.
That doesn't mean it's disrespectful.
That's fine.
But then it comes next, which is it immediately cuts to McCord playing for Syracuse.
Kyle McCord playing for Syracuse.
And then it immediately cuts. There's also a cut of Illinois winning the Illibuck.
Yeah.
Trophy, which is what they get for beating Ohio State.
I didn't even know what that is.
It's a dope trophy.
But why are they lifting it? They don't ever win that game.
It's a
never
turtle.
Won that game. They haven't won that game in 30 years.
It's odd that they're lifting that. Because first off, like every game in the Big Ten has a trophy.
Yeah, because
like every single
you got the brown jug at Michigan. That's where we're doing the brown jug for Michigan. Yeah.
Like Illinois
this is the one. For
Illinois
brown jug.
Versus Iowa, I'm pretty sure has a trophy. Like every game, it was the same way in the old Big Eight. Like Missouri and Iowa State.
Remember
had a
the Big
Axe? Trophy.
It was an axe for Minnesota.
It used to just be that way back when college
football
had a soul.
The developer was a Michigan grad.
Who?
One of the developers was.
You would imagine so. Yeah,
it had to have been. There's
no other
explanation.
Is what makes the sport great.
It is. It is. And people were asking me of like, hey, why do Michigan? Like, it's awesome to have the best rivalry in college football. Same with UNC or Duke or anything like that. Like, I would do all the colleges if I could because I enjoy it. And I love the rivalries and all the stuff that goes on. I even like this trailer because now I want to find who this fucking guy is and stuff it down his goddamn face. Even on the cover, the first cover they released, did you notice there was an Ohio State player off to the side? And then they released the real cover, I guess, over the weekend, and there was no Ohio State player on there anymore. Mm. It was Quinn Ewers, the guy who had transferred from Ohio State to Texas.
I mean, wait, there's no Ohio State player on the current cover, I believe.
No, the official one came out. It's okay. Donovan Edwards, Quinn Ewers, and who's the third?
Hunter from Colorado, probably.
Yes.
That's on the deluxe edition one. I might have to find a different
There's
one.
There's probably like 12 There's a different bunch of editions where you have to pay $130.
I see Judkins.
Yeah, he was on the teaser, and they got
I'm just
him
pumped
out of there.
We get fucking last names on jerseys now instead of like running back
RB25. Yeah, it's fucking. That shit was so dumb.
Now, by the way, as far as the footage goes in that trailer, holy shit, it looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Looks really
fun. Yeah, I probably will be taking the month off.
They're going to make all the money on that goddamn thing. I mean, every kid, adult in America is going to be playing that.
I remember being in college and like that when I was in college, Missouri had like 2 good years. And it was just like every August or July when that dropped, no guy left his fucking room.
High school too.
Yeah, yep. For months.
And there was fist fights. Fist fights over different plays and victories against friends and shit like that. Ruin relationships.
Dude, I'm going to start my dynasty with, take some bumfuck school like Arkansas State, make them a power.
Yeah.
We're going to rise from the ashes. And the Red Wolves are going to be a fucking power.
Yeah. One interesting thing, though, that I wanted to bring up, as far as NIL goes and name, image, and likeness, there is a lawsuit that just got filed this morning from Fanatics against Marvin Harrison Jr. Apparently, there is some sort of loophole where a player can keep his NFL rights and jersey number and name and shit like that. He's the first one to ever attempt it. I just don't know why.
Good. Anybody against Fanatics, I'm on their side.
Isn't the owner of Fanatics own the Sixers?
Yeah, he does. Rubin, fuck him. See, I don't ride for all Philly guys.
What's his name?
Michael Rubin.
Michael Rubin. Okay. Very rich man. But this is a strange story, and I don't really understand how you could not do it. If you go to the NFL, I thought the NFL owned all your rights and shit like that.
So this is weird. So it's essentially he breached a contract with Fanatics is what Fanatics is alleging. But Harrison is like, there is no contract.
Yeah, you can also...
He's publicly asserted there is no contract.
Opt out of like the players association with your rights? Barry Bonds did it all the time. So like every baseball game never had Barry Bonds.
No shit.
Like MLB The Show or whatever was like Jim Dowd.
Okay, so it was
MVP baseball.
They gave him $1 million for autographs, trading cards, game worn apparel, other marketing opportunities, apparently. But the contract stuff is all redacted. So no one, it's like an insider's telling ESPN this, but no one officially knows what's in the contract.
Really?
So it's kind of bizarre. I don't know. I can't really speculate beyond that. The suit cites the official Harrison Collection LLC as a defendant. So who the fuck knows?
Very, very strange, man. I wonder if you're going to get more and more of that.
It's weird to me that the whole contract's fucking redacted.
Yeah. Because what's actually in there, though?
Yeah.
Like, and then how much is the NFL making off of that?
I don't know. Well, it hasn't been any NFL stuff yet. It's all college stuff. Apparently, the website says Cardinals merch or something to that effect coming soon.
Okay.
And so it's like game-worn merch, fucking signed trading cards, whatever, and they said he did not fulfill his obligations to the deal, I haven't really seen them speculate what it is in this article that I'm like skimming through. And Harrison's like, there was no deal.
Yeah, but check it out. Fanatics makes the worst quality products human history.
Just ask Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So anybody that can ride against that awful, awful company, I'm for.
What happened with the baseball uniforms? They end up swapping them out?
No, not yet. They can't. They're not going to be able to swap them out this year, but they are going to change them for next year, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're saying, fuck it, you guys got to play in these the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, they're just stuck with them, basically.
Just get a lot of balls and dick.
Yeah.
And, well, like, pants are ripping and jerseys are ripping. Actually, the funniest thing, and you're going to see this even more once it gets into summer, a lot of dudes are having to swap out jerseys mid-game.
Because they're sweating through
Through them?
Yep. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, because you start playing in these hot summer afternoon games. I mean, Braves are on right now.
Yeah.
Top of the seventh, they're up 5-1. It's going to be hot as shit in
Atlanta.
Anything
like Atlanta. So a lot of the stadiums, obviously, like Arizona, both Texas stadiums, Miami, those are all indoors. But there's still places like Atlanta. St. Louis gets real fucking swampy in the summer.
Yep.
The Northeast.
Yeah, the Northeast too. Yeah, New York and Philly. Yeah, so those.
KC.
Yeah, KC, like shit. Those places, dude, people are going to be dumping through their jerseys.
Man, dude. Well, we'll find out what happens. Whether or not it's something, if his personal choice against Fanatics or just a cash thing, I don't really know the answer.
The whole thing I heard from the beginning was that Fanatics basically just like licensed out the Nike logo. Like it's like Fanatics gear with a Nike logo on it. And now it's making Nike look like fucking shit. And this is only like two or three years after Nike got the MLB deal.
Yeah.
Because it was Majestic for like over a decade.
And then they outsourced it.
And then they outsourced it fucking 3 years in. That's crazy. Especially because
Nike must be down bad because they stopped making golf equipment. They're kind of limited in what they do.
Looking back on it, they didn't do the Tiger deal for the rest of his life. He's out of there.
They lost Federer a couple years ago.
Lost Federer. Like, I don't really get it.
And by the way, baseball in particular feels like a really bad one to fuck up, because baseball jerseys are some of the most wearable out in public stuff. Yep. You know what I mean? You can wear them to school. That was a big problem the NBA had a while back, is like they wanted to sell more jerseys to kids, but they kept running into the problem was that like can't wear a sleeveless shirt to school.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. So that's why they started doing the jerseys with sleeves. Remember that LeBron won the championship in and shit like that?
And there's like an element of class to a baseball jersey where
a football jersey
just doesn't have
You're kind of garbage. And hockey, you can only really wear...
A sweater's, I mean, premium, right? Like, that's the top of the line jersey.
Yeah. And they're expensive as fuck, though, too. Like $200.
Very expensive, yeah. Even at my kid's school, they have, you know, the opening day for MLB.
Everybody wears their shit.
Right. They wear their jersey.
Yeah.
Everybody wears a jersey to school. But they don't do that for NBA. You're right, dude.
They don't. And for NFL, like, some people will do. But you are. You're kind of, like, trashy walking around in a football jersey a little bit. It's because even if you go to an MLB game versus you go to a college football or pro football game, like, it's kind of the grease balls in the jerseys at the football game, but in the basketball or the baseball game, like, everybody's got a jersey on.
Yeah. New schedule drop for next year's NFL here. There's some weird ones on here, man. I did not realize the Eagles game.
We are opening up the goddamn season in Brazil.
Why?
Because you got to grow the game. No,
it's because
we're fucking
man.
Idiots. Like, Goodell, just this whole push for international product. It's so dumb. I don't, like, what's their move right here? Like, they want to, like, put a team in London? Who? That would be awful.
So,
be so fucking
Jacksonville
bad.
Is playing two games again in London.
Which, by the way, they're doing this while trying to get the city to pay for a new stadium.
Yeah.
So they're,
and you're taking away two home games out of eight?
Yeah.
Why would that make you want to buy season tickets?
Why would that make you want to pay for a stadium if you can't even get a promise that they're not going to try to go to London half the time?
That stadium is not that old either.
I agree. The other odd part about this is, you know, I've told my wife this forever, that the NFL is trying to eat up every single day of the week. So I'm just going to read you the openers here. Thursday night, which has been a kind of a tradition here for the last, 8-10 years?
Yeah. Super Bowl
Thursday
chance.
Night. Yes. So it's Chiefs-Ravens. Point spreads are out on MyBookie already. So you can bet on these.
Don't. I wouldn't advise that.
Chiefs are minus 2.5.
Preseason.
Yeah.
Chiefs are minus 2.5. Over-under for this game is 46.5. That's how nuts this is to me. We're in fucking May, and you've got an over-under for a game that's in September?
Ravens win that game, probably.
Chiefs.
Regular season? Ooh. Yeah, Ravens win that game.
They got Derrick Henry. It's a fun team. Look, the fucking Ravens are going to be a blast this year with Derrick Henry there.
I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl again, but I think they're going to be, it's going to be like this year. It's going to be another slow start. Plus, fucking, is Rashee Rice even going to be on the field?
He's not playing. There's no way. He's going to get cut. There's just no way.
Do you think he's not even going to be on the team?
They'll keep him.
I think it's a suspension.
I think it's a suspension, but why keep him? If the worthy kid ends up being good in preseason, just cut him. You don't need the bullshit going around with that. Andy Reid already dealt with his fucking kid going to jail, and then his kid got commuted, so prison sentence is over.
Kareem Hunt kicked that lady while he was a Chief.
Yep.
And he was gone soon after.
Harrison Butker, you know, had a great speech the other night.
Tyreek Hill.
The Chiefs got enough problems. Jackson Mahomes.
Man, that is the shit surrounding that team. It's
it's a scumbag organization.
It is crazy. Like Andy Reid's kid killed a person, and the Missouri governor pardoned him. A player blew their brains out in the parking lot.
Jackson Mahomes sexually assaulted a woman.
A gay man sexually assaulted a woman in fucking some restaurant
because he was high on his own supply.
Yeah. Obviously, Kelsey and Taylor Swift. And then, like, I mean, it's Rashee Rice.
One.
What's next? I'm so excited. What's next?
Same here.
One and one, right? Like, Jackson Mahomes sexually assaulting a woman. Taylor Swift. Oh, gross. But
yeah, well, it's funny to me that
she had a hickey last night on stage.
Say what you want about Harrison Butker's dumb speech, but, like, let's not toss that in with, like, the actual crimes committed. Like, Rashee Rice did something a billion times worse than Harrison Butker, and people are like, well, there's so much happening. It's like, no, dude, no. Going 120 miles an hour in your fucking sports car and crashing into a car with a toddler in it is fucking worse than giving some dumb speech about how Catholic you are.
It's true. So that Eagles Friday night game, there's already a spread for this on my bookie. It's Packers at Eagles. Look, I love both of these matchups already, though. Like, those are fun, but it's in Brazil, and it's Philly minus 1.5.
Do we take a trip?
To Brazil?
We go to Brazil?
I'd love to, but here's the problem. Here's how much tickets are. Right now, this is in May, $1,200 for the last row in the stadium.
In Brazilian?
Or is how do Brazilian people afford
is that? Is that American dollar?
That's American dollars.
Ugh.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
How are you going to get from the favelas?
Is it Eagles? Let me ask you this. This is what I want to ask you. Is it Eagles fans who are like, fuck it, I've never been to Brazil?
Probably. And Packers fans, right?
Yeah.
So
it's, you got two organizations that
they
travel.
They both travel.
Yeah, so. they both do, for sure.
So maybe that's it. But $1,200 for the last row in the stadium.
Imagine a Wisconsinite, though, down there and just getting like burned.
Oh,
robbed.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Robbed and burned.
Just like can't even fit through a flavella alley. They're just like, oh, boy, I think I took a wrong turn here. Ah, jeez.
Wearing their fucking cheese head on top of their head.
They don't even realize they're getting stabbed for 8 minutes because they're so fucking fat.
Oh, boy.
Ah, jeez. This is a crazy country. I was looking at future Ireland games for college football, but there's nothing of note.
Well, last year was Ireland. It was Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, they do one every year now.
And I mean,
they do.
Georgia
O'Leary. Who is it this year?
Georgia O'Leary's not walking through that door.
No.
Again,
so. This year, it's Georgia Tech and Florida State. Next year.
In Ireland?
Yeah, in Ireland. Next year, it's Iowa State, K-State. Year after that, Pitt, Wisconsin. So nothing.
Oh, let's go to that Florida State game.
Florida State would be fun. Who do they play?
Georgia Tech. That don't matter, though. We're in Ireland.
You're going for Ireland. Right. You're not really going for anything else. But then looking up at the Sunday night and Monday night games here, week one, these are fun. Rams at Lions. So you got Stafford. It's against Goff in Detroit. Tickets are already through the roof for that. Everybody's all in on the Lions. And then the Monday night game. Why did they do this? Why do they do this to Jets fans? Aaron Rodgers.
Hell yes.
Monday night game
again.
Opening, but against the best defense in the league, the 49ers.
Oh boy.
He's going to get his other fucking Achilles ripped out that game.
Probably.
Man, it's just insane. But the rest of the schedule is fine. So many fucking games over in Europe, though. They're doing one in Germany. They're doing, you know, I think 8 total. So
Such a waste of time.
I guess. And then they're putting a cap on it. So no games after week 10 over there. So it's like, hey, let's ruin these players all the way up until week 10. And then after that, when the football really means something.
Fuck it. Let's do a world tour. Let's throw some games in China.
Japan.
I think you're close. I mean, Mexico always gets one. Usually Mexico City. Dude,
why even have home games?
Baseball open to the season in fucking Japan.
Why have home games?
And they're doing it next year, too.
Neutral side only.
At this
point, Jesus Christ, man.
So dumb.
It's really shitting on the product. I just don't know how it makes it better.
Check it out. The NFL product has been dog shit for a long time. The NFL product is soulless. The playoffs are pretty fun, but like...
And college football is like, let's be more like the NFL.
It's insane.
And looking at these numbers here, if you have over-unders out on May 20th for a game that doesn't start till September, this is clearly about cash, too. And the NFL is all in on the gambling aspect of it. So
everyone's all in on gambling.
It's a perfect combination of A, football has been the most popular sport in America for 50 years, and B, now you have nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the old days. Horse racing, boxing.
And baseball.
Well, we're getting close. You know, it was horse racing and boxing on Saturday. It kind of felt normal for a little bit. Yeah. I watched...
it's a great heavyweight fight.
I watched both. Yeah, did you watch it?
I did.
It was great. It was fantastic. I thought that it was the correct decision.
Yeah. Like, just by the spirit of the fight, too, Usyk probably could have finished Fury there.
It felt like, but he wouldn't go down. So, yeah. But it was fun.
Ref kind of gave him a standing 10 count, and the bell rang.
Yeah. Yeah. It was generous enough. But there is a rematch clause, so those guys are going to fight, I think, in 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah. As long as Usyk survives, you know, he'll probably go back to the front lines.
Is that real?
Yeah, he fought in
the... No, I know he did, but is he going back?
Why not?
Maybe that's why he got so good, is he was just like, look.
He's undefeated. Retire now.
It's like we were talking about before RPR started this morning about how you can't just keep watching straight porn.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with Usyk, like...
He's undefeated.
His taste for violence
is at an all-time
has evolved.
High.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like regular in-ring safe violence... is no longer getting him off.
He now needs to fight Russia.
Yeah.
Sure does. Sure does. But I enjoyed it. I enjoy good heavyweight fights. I wish there was more of them. I enjoy boxing. I miss boxing.
High-level boxing.
High-level boxing.
Mid-boxing sucks. Yeah. Like, anything below high-level boxing is awful, but it's definitely the, of all the combat sports, when it's just two dudes that know what the fuck they're doing, it's way better than anything MMA puts out.
I mean, that's, but the NFL, I mean, that's kind of what happened to boxing, right? Like, it used to be more just, I don't know, natural or whatever, and then it kind of got NFL'd, where it was just like, squeeze every fucking cent out of it, squeeze it down to its last.
Because there's a million different organizations, right. And they all have their own belts, and everybody's just like, the promoters try to, like you said, get whatever cut they can. And yeah, the product's much worse for it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there was some clarification on the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. Apparently it was Mike Tyson himself who asked for 2 minute rounds. And then when pressed about, was it because of his age? He said, no, I just think there's more action that goes on within a 2 minute round versus a 3 minute round. And he goes with this, you know, people are going to be going for knockouts, both him and me with 2 minute rounds.
Yeah.
So it made sense when he said it, because I remember
he's also old.
He's also old. but good for him, and it does make me want to watch it because I would like to see Mike Tyson knock him out.
It's weirdly going to be the most watched fight of all our time. Generation, probably.
Yeah,
I mean,
it won't be of all time because Rumble was Ali Frazier won. I think had 300 million people watch it.
Oh, because it was global.
Yeah.
Well, Netflix is global. I don't know.
They don't have 300 million subscribers.
Around the world?
Yeah. It's like 250 million. So max Netflix can do is 250 million.
How many people are actually sharing passwords, though? You know.
Well, they can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can no longer log into my ex-girlfriend's Netflix.
You don't have it anymore?
It won't let me.
It's all
and then
done,
I can't
huh?
log into my parents because then I'm not in the same zip code, whatever, dude.
I like that. You looking it up, Bob? How many subscribers they have Netflix?
No, I'm looking up the highest rated boxing matches of all time.
Sally Frazier, right?
Actually, there's some Chinese ones that had like 300 million viewers. But
really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
That's, I mean, it's fucking
that's
China.
Glory kickboxing, though. I don't think it's actual boxing.
Oh, okay. You could be right. Yeah, I can't find it off the top of my head, but I'm sure Ali Frazier. TV ratings, people forget. Like, TV ratings back in the day were fucking insane because there was five channels and, you know, there was not only so much to watch. Like I think the MASH finale did ratings that are better than anything in the history of TV except Super Bowls.
Yep.
So
yeah,
like,
it was the number one watched TV show of all time.
Everyone's
all,
dad watched MASH
of all time. Yeah. Oh, every single person. It was over 100 million. I forget what the ratings actually.
They got 106 million viewers on the MASH finale.
Yeah, and the only thing that has
Live.
Beat it is a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
So and that's. It wouldn't happen now. Like, Friends is probably a more popular show than MASH or whatever. But
how
like,
dare you?
No way.
There was just too many channels and choices.
And that was in 2004.
Yeah.
We should go back to that. Less choices.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
52 million people watch the Friends finale.
I think you're getting it, not by choice, but everybody's going bankrupt.
Right. I mean,
the markets are correcting.
Yes. Think about how awesome it was, though, when people were watching the same show and it was part of the conversation and you could just go to work and be like, oh, you see Game of Thrones.
Right. And everybody had seen it.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, did you see Baby Reindeer? And it's like, oh, no, I was watching The Snow Fighter. And it's like, oh, really? Did you see Crow Balls? Like, it's just, I just shit you can't even imagine
on
the name.
Tubi? Did you watch Crow Balls on Tubi?
Yeah. And you're like, no, I fucking didn't.
No. NFL, I will say, feels like the only thing that everybody in college football, but I think that has a lot to do with gambling. Even week two here, I'm looking at it. Fucking, that's right. Amazon Prime's got the Thursday night games.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's just within our group of types of people.
Yeah, college football is great, and I will always ride for it. But the NFL, there's so many. For every good game there is in the NFL, there's like seven or eight bad ones.
But the ratings are massive. The ratings are so fucking massive. Speaking of which, that second week there, that Thursday night game is Bills at Dolphins. I heard. Tua just turned down a $45 million a year deal there to be quarterback. When you're one concussion away from your entire life ending, why not just sign that deal?
He needs a good spanking if he
no,
did that.
No, did he learn how to fall? He's fine.
I don't think that's
true. He takes jiu-jitsu classes now. He's fine.
Yeah, with Giselle's husband? I mean, that's nuts to me, man. Take the 45 and live your life like Baker. I thought Baker signing that deal, I'm not a big Baker Mayfield fan, but that's financially the smartest deal ever. Whatever the contract was, sign it as quickly as possible and take the fucking $100 million. With Tua, I feel the same way, where it's like, dude, you're a concussion away from death. Sign the fucking $250 million.
Take care of your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Baker at least won a playoff game.
Exactly. So if you're him and you're getting double what Baker got, sign the fucking contract, bro.
I actually have to imagine that Baker's, would this be Tua's third year in the league this year?
Tua's been in the league for a while.
Yeah, I think he's coming up on the end of his rookie contract. So it should be year five, maybe.
I'm just saying, I bet you Baker's got better stats.
Oh, duh. He had more touchdowns than fucking Pat Mahomes last year.
Yeah. Look, and let's face it, he's got freak wide receivers down there. You got Waddle and Hill and all those guys. Mm-hmm. Not that Baker didn't as well.
He's got Mike Evans.
And he's got Godwin. He's got some dudes down there. And that certainly helps. But if you're Tua, man, sign this deal as fast as you can and save your fucking money. I don't really get it. I'm looking here with the fucking actual contract notes where, yeah, I mean, people screaming pay Tua. So he led the NFL in passing last year, 4,624 yards, career high in passing touchdowns at 29, completion percentage close to 70%. And he did play 18 games, including the playoffs.
Yeah, that's his first full season ever.
He learned how to fall.
Yeah. with this, sit out mini camp. Yeah, I guess, man. Try to get what you can inside that fucking thing. Holy Christ, man. Holy Christ. And then Kirk Cousins, the Atlanta Falcons, are the Monday night game at Philly.
Let's go.
For Philly's first home game there.
I'm afraid. You guys probably beat us.
Doubtful.
Kirk's great.
If we would have used that eighth pick on somebody other than another quarterback.
You, by week three, you're going to be a cousin fucker.
You're going to be a cousin fucker?
No, because I already know what's going to happen with that team. Like, yeah, the Falcons will win 9-10 games, sneak into the playoffs somehow, and then he'll lose in the first round.
No, I think you're winning 12 games.
They'll win a playoff.
Either way, it's a terrible division, but they'll lose in the first round. Kirk has only won one playoff game in 12 years, so that's not happening in Atlanta.
He's a stud.
If they would have got him a wide receiver at eight, I might have said yeah, but they didn't.
You know what they got him at eight? A reason to work hard. And that's invaluable.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, when they drafted Jordan Love, he had one of his better years.
We'll end with Aaron Rodgers today. So I saw him on another fucking podcast. It was on Tucker. He did Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
At what point are you just like, stop fucking doing podcasts and just play football? I mean, if I'm a Jets fan, I hate that just as much as I hate the Penix pick. If I'm a fan of the team, like, holy Christ, man. Stop doing this fucking bullshit. And he really did say that he was considering the VP position. What?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not play quarterback for the Jets and also be the vice president of the United States?
That's the world we deserve to live in.
God, dude. I just infuriate.
What does
the
VP
fan,
do anyway? VP doesn't really do much.
Oh, they don't do anything.
Nothing. Honestly, that's almost genius because I guarantee you his numbers would get better, Kennedy's would, if Rodgers was winning. So all Rodgers needs to do is just win games. Like, what do you need? What do you need me to do? Let's go there and win. Just sling it. Just sling it. That's all.
Also, he would get Secret Service, right?
He gets Secret Service. The other part about
this. So would no defender would be able to touch him.
Well, wait. Here's the beauty of this is if because right now they're saying Kennedy technically does qualify for the CNN debate, which means if Rodgers was the VP pick, he would be in that debate against Kamala and then whoever Trump's going to pick. And that would have been well worth it as well.
We want that world. We want that. Fuck it. It's a clown show anyway. Let's go.
Yeah.
Rodgers in a VP debate is awesome. It would have been great.
A VP debate with Rodgers, Kamala Harris, and whoever Trump chooses would just be like me naked in my living room with a bottle of bourbon and a gun that I'm debating putting in my mouth and reminding myself that I have children and there's a reason to live. Like, that's the outcome of that fucking debate.
If it's not for the kids, we probably all end up ending our lives anyways. Yeah. Like, that's it, you know? We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We'll be live on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon for fake news here in about 10 minutes. D'Anthony Holloway had a guest on Citizen. He is in the studio as we speak. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Good morning, everyone.